Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having an original member of our Brain Trust back on the show. Eva Rosenberg is a founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. Yeah, we found her when she was only 12, and we're so glad that she's continued to be with us. She is a national tax columnist. She is an enrolled agent. She actually is an enrolled agent. She teaches this stuff. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is the tax mama, and she's our good friend. Eva Rosenberg, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. And see, you gave away my age.
No, they can do the math now. Yeah, you're only 25. It's amazing, isn't it?
I love it. Hey, it has really been so great being a part of your program all these years.
Well, thank you. It's been our pleasure having you as one of our great Brain Trust members. Eva, you've deposited so much important information with us. Even though we don't like taxes, we know we have to do it, so we got to learn about it. So let's talk about some of the key, a little bit later in the next segment, we're going to talk about travel expenses and what to do about all that. But before that, I want to talk about some key dates. We got a couple of key dates coming up. Talk to us about that.
Well, what's interesting is this year is a little bit different. We're not filing on April 15th. Because of some weirdo holiday in Washington,
what?
In D.C., we get to file on the night, what is it?
The 18th.
April 18th?
Wait a minute. No, Passover is. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Passover, is like the 19th.
Passover's on the 18th.
The eve of 18th.
Yeah.
It's the eve of the 18th. And before Passover, you have to file your tax return. So we have a few extra days.
But
April
15th is on Friday. Why aren't we filing on Friday?
As I said, there's some holiday in Washington, D.C., and so since IRS is closed, we get the whole extra weekend.
I'll be darned. So,
Isn't that amazing?
That is weird. That's very strange. So, okay, is it the 18th or the 19th? Is
the
it
18th. It's on the 18th.
Okay.
And then for corporations, their filing deadline, calendar year corporations, S corporations, is on March 15th.
Yeah, which is a Tuesday.
Which is a Tuesday, so there's nothing strange about that. And all of the estimated taxes and everything for individuals and so forth are going to be due on April 18th also. So we have three extra days to make estimated tax payments, pay our IRA contributions, and all that good stuff.
Now the March 15th corporate filing date mm-hmm. comes with an extension that goes through September 15th, right? If you request it.
Now here is the interesting thing: March 15th, you get a corporate extension that's good for 6 months.
If you request
to October, now that's for corporations.
Yeah.
April 15th, you get a personal extension for 6 months due in October, but partnerships get a 5 month extension due until September 15th.
So partnerships, what about LLCs?
Well, LLCs, it depends on how they're going to file. Remember, LLCs are chameleons. They can be anything.
They can be partnerships or corporations.
Or part of your personal return.
Right.
So it depends on which way you're filing.
So this is how it gets a little complicated, folks. But the main thing is if you are incorporated, you have to file a return or an extension, one or the other, and you have to ask for the extension, which will be approved. It's automatic on March 15th, and that's good till September 15th. And then the personal is, as we all know, is April 15th, and it's good until October 15th, unless you're filing a certain kind of LLC or a partnership. Partnerships.
Yeah, and you can. You can find the tax calendar at taxmama.com. It's there all year round. In fact, my web guy, Andrew, set it up so that you can access the whole site, including the calendar, from your phone, any phone. Doesn't matter what you got.
You're good for you. So you were listening to my last segment where we talked about mobile apps and mobile presentation everywhere. So good for you, Eva.
I was, and I think that last segment was one of the most interesting that I've heard.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I enjoyed that one too. That was really good. It was Carolyn Reinbarger. She did a good job. So give us your website, taxmama.com, right?
Taxmama.com. There are a lot of free resources, including access to IRS forms, the publications that are online, and the PDF publications, per diem tables, a bunch of stuff that you need on hand.
What about a book? Are we going to give a book away today?
We are. We're going to give away Small Business Taxes.
We're going to give Small Business Taxes Committee your book. We're going to give it away in the next segment, folks. 20 till, right back with Eva Rosenberg. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.